USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Authorities in Oklahoma say they found seven bodies on a property in Henrietta and have confirmed that three of those bodies are 14-year-old Ivy Webster, 16-year-old Brittany Brewer, and 39-year-old Jesse McFadden. Okmulgee County Sheriff Eddie Rice says it's a bad day in his county.
Hearts go out to the families and friends, schoolmates, and everyone else, and it's just a tragedy in Okmulgee County.
Rice says the bodies were discovered on the property after they got a search warrant, and it's not clear exactly what led up to the deaths.
We have no idea at this time. We're still conducting an investigation. We're still following up the leads, still doing everything that we can just in case there's something that is left open.
No details on the manner of deaths is being released. Several people dead, more than 30 injured after a dust storm caused a massive traffic pileup in Illinois.
Imagine driving down the freeway, then suddenly visibility becomes zero due to a sudden dust storm. Illinois State Police Major Ryan Starick says that's exactly what happened on Interstate 55 outside Springfield.
The cause of the crash is due to excessive winds blowing dirt from farm fields across the highway, leading to zero visibility.
That caused several chain reaction accidents on both sides of the interstate.
Approximately 20 commercial motor vehicles and 40 to 60 passenger cars were involved. This includes two truck tractor semi-trailers that caught fire as a result of the crashes.
I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden's now set to meet with top congressional lawmakers on May 9th to discuss the debt ceiling. Reports say Biden called House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other leaders Monday to make the invite. American Airlines pilots are moving closer to a strike. The Allied Pilots Association announced Monday that members voted to authorize a strike last month. Meanwhile, efforts underway to avert a strike by nearly 20,000 members of the Writers Guild of America. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The board appointed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to oversee Disney's development district is counter-suing the entertainment giant now. Central Florida Tourism Oversight District Chairman Martin Garcia is asking for a vote to authorize a lawsuit in response to a federal lawsuit filed by the Walt Disney Company against DeSantis and members of the board. Disney's suit alleges the board's actions have come at the direction of Governor DeSantis as punishment for Disney speaking out publicly against a state law that critics call Don't Say Gay. The bill prohibits the teaching of sexual orientation between the first and third grade. The White House promising the banking system is safe after First Republic's collapse.
We have taken decisive and forceful actions these past several weeks to make sure that the banking system is in a stable position.
Speaking in a briefing, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said American businesses and individuals can be confident their deposits are there if they need them. First Republic was bought by J.P. Morgan Chase. And Hunter Biden was inside an Arkansas court for a hearing in a child support case Monday. The president's son reached a financial agreement with a woman in 2020 after he took a paternity test, proving he's the father of a now four-year-old girl. The case was reopened when Biden asked the judge to reduce his child support payments, prompting the woman to file suit and demand to see Biden's finances. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for pets and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.